From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The budget unveiled by the president today is his opening bid on overhauling the nation's health system, $634 billion to be precise. While details on the proposal are few, it's having its planned effect, kicking the healthcare conversation into high gear. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
In his brief remarks on the budget this morning, President Obama continued this week's theme of tying health care to his overall goal of fixing the nation's economy.
It's a step that will not only make families healthier and companies more competitive, but over the long term, it will also help us bring down our deficit.
The budget lays out eight separate principles for Congress to follow in crafting a health care bill, from making health coverage affordable to guaranteeing patients a choice of insurance plans to putting the nation on, quote, a clear path to cover all Americans. Chip Kahn helped sink President Clinton's health plan 15 years ago. As president of the Federation of American Hospitals, he's now working for a health overhaul. He says the Obama administration's minimalist approach is likely to be more successful than the Clinton strategy, which involves spending months writing an entire bill.
I think here the administration is really approaching this issue in the right way, with principles, with an outline that can be used in the budget process in Congress from the get-go this year.
Even more important, say observers, is that the president is putting money where his plan is. The $634 billion over 10 years may not be enough to pay for the entire program, says Dan Mendelsohn, who was a top health budget official in the Clinton administration, but it shows how serious the new administration is about health care as a priority.
This is an ironclad commitment to pursue everything that they promised to pursue during the campaign. And so what they're doing is they're saying, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to pay for it.
But how they're paying for it is already proving controversial. One of the biggest chunks of money would come from cutting payments to private managed care plans that serve Medicare beneficiaries. That wouldn't be fair to seniors, says Karen Ignati, who represents the insurance industry.
The beneficiaries in the program are being asked to shoulder virtually 30% of the cost of health care reform.
And more than half the money would come from limiting tax deductions for families earning more than $250,000. Conservative health policy analyst John Goodman says that's a mistake.
Well, he's sticking with what he promised during the campaign, and that is to pay for health care reform by taxing the rich. But what that really means is paying for health care consumption by taxing capital.
And without capital to create new jobs, you won't get the economy out of its tailspin, Goodman says. But not everyone in health care is unhappy with the budget. The nation's doctors, for example, are thrilled President Obama's budget doesn't assume a scheduled 21% cut in doctors' Medicare payments for next year.
Because he knew, and Congress knows, and physicians know, that that can't possibly happen. So it does not assume that cut. And that's the biggest part of this budget that we're pleased about.
That's Nancy Nielsen, president of the AMA. But one thing that's very different is that even groups that are unhappy about some of the details remain optimistic about the health overhaul effort. Again, Karen Ignani of the health insurers.
It feels very different this year than it did certainly 15 years ago. Groups are spending a great deal of time trying to get to yes and working out details of how versus coalitions that basically forestall or prevent reform.
On the other hand, the real deal-making hasn't even begun yet. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.